two young fish are contentedly swimming along when they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way. He nods at them and says, "Morning, boys. How's the water?" The two young fish swim on for a bit until one of them looks at the other and asks, "What the hell is water?" Like fish in water, we are swimming in our cognitive biases, which are errors in thinking caused by our brain distorting reality. Our biases are pervasive, highly resistant to feedback, and can cause us to overlook or dismiss crucial information. To save time, our brain creates shortcuts called judgment heuristics, which allow us to think faster and to conserve energy. These mental shortcuts are usually helpful, but can also create blind spots when you're trying to make important decisions. Self-deception and ignorance can harm you. Not seeing reality accurately can often lead to unnecessary painful mistakes. Too often, we make decisions without recognizing our own biases. Here are examples of common biases that can get in the way. Availability bias. This leads you to believe that what you see is all there is. It can cause you to give priority to information and events that immediately come to mind, usually because they were recent, memorable, or personal. Here's an example. Most people overestimate the number of people killed by terrorism and underestimate risks associated with driving a car. More people die in car crashes every 6 days than die from global terrorist attacks in an entire year. Yet people are often more worried about terrorism than driving. Representative bias. When two things look or seem similar, you may assume the two things will be the same or will lead to the same outcome. Representative bias is at the heart of stereotyping. For example, imagine you have a friend who grew up playing chess and video games. She was president of the computer science club in high school and loved to build things. You might predict, based on her interests and activities, that she would likely major in engineering at college. However, numbers show she is more likely to major in business, as there are almost 4 times more business degrees given annually than engineering degrees. Confirmation bias. We tend to search for, interpret, and favor information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs and desired outcomes, rather than viewing information with objectivity. For example, confirmation bias is prevalent in politics and can be seen when people consider emotionally charged issues such as immigration and abortion. Deeply held beliefs can cause people from varying political viewpoints not only to see the same event in radically different ways, but to also reject alternative explanations. Affect bias. Beware of making decisions based on a strong positive or negative emotional state, a gut feeling, without consulting all the evidence. For example, attitudes towards nuclear power and climate change are commonly influenced by affect bias. I've been guilty of this bias myself. I worked for 20 years promoting renewable energy and energy efficiency. Due to my strong beliefs, I did not fully consider the benefits of nuclear power and fossil fuels. I was wrong. To avoid fooling yourself, stress test your ideas by trying to disprove your assumptions. Get feedback from people with different perspectives. Hold your opinions loosely and follow a structured decision-making process. It's unlikely you can eliminate bias, but you can be wrong less often. Learn more at briangitt.com.